This is probably the most difficult time for our country since the year in which I sat where you sit today, 1968. Our people are greatly frustrated and worried. They are worried about the economy. They are worried about energy and environmental problems. They are worried about events out of control around the world and our own thwarted dreams. 12 years ago, when I was where you are now, our nation was torn by a war abroad, by riots and assassinations at home. Inflation, though mild by today's standards, was first beginning to rear its ugly and persistent head. We were deflated by our failures in Vietnam, by the crushing of the liberty in Czechoslovakia by the Soviet Union. Everywhere, people said the old liberalism was dead and the old conservatism offered no answers. Our young people were splintered and many began to withdraw from public life, a trend that I regret to say has continued to the present day. One politician who seemed to be trying to bridge all the gaps that divided us and to forge a new majority for a vigorous progressivism, Robert Kennedy, was assassinated only 2 days before I graduated from Georgetown in 1968. And so we moved halting and uncertainly into the 1970s. In this decade, we have experienced virtually unbroken inflation, high unemployment, declining productivity, and continuing upheaval around the world. We were released from the agony of Vietnam. We did open the door to China. We did have periods, all too brief, of economic stability when the oil prices were not rising. We were distracted and demoralized by Watergate and later relieved by its passing. But Richard Nixon, whose self-confidence had once seemed so supreme, shattered our own, particularly in the aftermath of Vietnam. And so, sickened and skeptical by abuses of political power, we walked into the 1980s, forgetting its uses. And the problems which began in 1968 remain today. The tension, anxiety, and pessimism, the paralysis in the face of a strong need for action, are as great as they have been since that difficult year. I feel it when I walk among the people in my home state. I see it in the political polls. We are told by all the national pollsters that for the last 6 or 8 months, for the first time in our history, a solid majority of the people of this country believe that the past was better than the present and believe that the future will be worse than today.